Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
I am Velocity Child, and every Friday at the stroke of midnight, ride the broomstick with Fallen Woman, a weekly psychic fusion of forward thoughts, far-out ideas, magical foray, and spellbinding song, stirring up the cauldron at Radio Free Brooklyn.
Sounds True presents The Way of the Leopard, Session 3, Shaking Medicine.
So how are you doing? Welcome to this session on shaking medicine. I'd like to encourage you to just take a moment to gather yourself so you can sit down and listen to your heartbeat. So I just want you to center yourself and just close your eyes. Life is full of mystery and full of challenges. And we're just going to bring our awareness inwards and just feel, how are you right now? So just remember, the leopard gathers itself, rests, connects with its bones and its blood. And before it strikes, before it pounces, it moves with one action. So in Zen we say, meditate like a cat looking at a mouse hole, ready to pounce. So meditate. Sitting up straight, feeling your body, being vigilant and alert, like a cat watching a mouse hole, ready to pounce. So as you're breathing now, listening to all your senses, and relax and let go. So you can wrap that blanket around yourself if you need to. I find it very helpful just to create another skin, because these practices are very dynamic and very powerful. And in the beginning, if you're feeling a bit emotional, that's wonderful. It's just a sign that the medicine is working, the practice is working. Okay, so you're just closing your eyes. Bring your awareness inwards. Listening to your beating heart, breathing in, breathing out, allowing the breath to move all the way down to your belly button. Feel your belly button moving outwards as you're breathing in. And as you're breathing out, feel your belly button moving inwards. And breathe out all the way down to your feet. That's good. So I'm just going to talk you into a little bit of a meditation. So you're just breathing in all the way down to your belly button, feeling a sense of surrender. Allow yourself to accept who you are. Accept your life and where you are right now. Just letting go. Letting go into the moment, surrendering. And as you're listening to your heartbeat, just asking yourself a little question like we've been doing, connecting with your heartbeat and sending a message into your heart. Where is, just say your name, where are you? And the next question you're going to say is, how are you? How are you doing? So you're connecting with your soul, you're connecting with your spirit, and you're just asking it a question of, how are you? Listening to the response, breathing into it. Maybe the response is you're feeling a bit grumpy or you're feeling a bit tired. If that's the case, then sitting up straight, breathing in through the crown of your head, feeling the nice stretch through the spine, and then breathing out. So noticing how you're feeling, how the deeper part of you is feeling, and then offering something, offering another breath. So you're recognizing that feeling. As you start to recognize that feeling, you start to build a little bit more trust with yourself. You start to develop a stronger relationship with your soul, with your spirit. And you start to strengthen your own heartbeat. Breathing in, breathing out. Wonderful. That's very good. So you can just breathe in an easy way now while I speak to you a little bit about this medicine, this shaking medicine, and why it's important. And then we're going to stand up together and I'm going to lead you through some of the first steps in shaking your body. Okay, this is one of my favorite practices and it's very, very beautiful and it's very ancient. So before I start with the practice and giving you information about it, as you're sitting down, I want you to just feel your body and in particular feel your belly button, okay? Don't have to touch it. Just feel that movement of the breath as the belly moves out and as the belly moves in. So the practice in meditation, the dance in the meditation, is below the belly button. So the dancing starts below the belly button. The shaking starts below the belly button. That's with Zen, that's with meditation, and that's most certainly with this practice I'm going to be teaching you just now. Below the belly button is the area of the sacral. It's the sacred area where birth comes, sexual energy comes, inspiration comes, creativity comes. That is your center. And that's an area you need to be very aware of. And when you're meditating, even doing the heartbeat meditation, I want you to feel that sense of quivering, that sense of electricity below your belly button. And if you don't feel it, that's okay. All you need to do is breathe a little bit deeper and bring your awareness to that creative bowl of energy, that soup of energy. And it's just a few inches below your belly button. In the Zen culture, or in the Zen tradition, we talk about that as your center. And Japanese, they mention it as the hara. Okay, it's a very important place. In the yogic traditions, we talk about the start of the kundalini, the start of the snake energy, starts at the base of the spine, which is below the belly button. Okay, so that area is very important. So as you're breathing now, I want you to just tune into that area. Okay, so you're sitting up, breathing in, breathing out, and just breathing out all the way so you can feel that little tingle down there in the base of your spine, below your belly button. That's a very important and very beautiful place. So this practice is very good on a spiritual level, but it's also very good for your creativity, your inspiration. So if you are feeling a little bit blocked or you have challenges in terms of your creative energy or even your sexual energy, this practice is very, very powerful because it's all connected. creativity, sexuality, spirituality, all connected, three in one. So we can talk spiritual, or we can leave it out and just talk creativity. That is the seed. The base of the spine below the belly button is the seed and start of all this energy, because that's the one place where everything gathers, the base of the spine, the center of the human body. Okay, wonderful. So you're breathing in and breathing out, and hopefully you can feel a little bit of a sensation below your belly button. And if you can't, I'll just talk you through a few nice, interesting little tips here. So what I find that makes it easier is just breathing in, breathing out, and just go, just that sound. I call it the growl of the leopard. So it's breathing in and breathing out, and it's just, and where that stomach falls, where that little muscle contracts, you'll feel it just at the base, below the belly button. That's that area we're trying to ignite. We're trying to wake it up. That's where the dancing starts. And the dancing starts while you're sitting, meditating, gathering yourself, surrendering. You have a decision to make now. Do you want to ignite the seat of your creativity? Do you want to ignite your Kundalini energy? If that is a yes, then we can continue. If you're feeling a bit nervous, that's okay. But you have to make that decision. I can't make that decision for you, because it's a very, very powerful energy. And once it's ignited, once it starts flowing, you're going to start to wake up. And when you start to wake up, the world's going to open in all different ways, and you need to take responsibility for the energy that you start to receive as a human being. And we can speak about that a bit later. Okay, so I want to talk to you about the shaking medicine and how it's situated in South Africa. So it all started, this shaking tradition started in South Africa with the Khoisan people. The Khoisan people were hunter-gatherers, and the colloquial name for them is the Bushman people. And they were the indigenous, or I could say they are the indigenous people of Southern Africa. And they also reputed to be the first men. And mankind, or the cradle of mankind, is said to exist in Southern Africa in a cave in Mossel Bay. Mossel Bay is about 5 hours from Cape Town. And the earliest remains of human beings were found in this cave in Mossel Bay. And all of humanity is said to be related to these first hunter-gatherers, these first Khoisan people. So when the Ice Age came, they survived the Ice Age through feeding off seashells at the shore, and then sleeping in these caves. And the way they connected to the world, to the cosmos, and to their dreams was through this powerful shaking dance. And I believe this shaking dance is also what saved them from extinction, because the shaking medicine creates a lot of heat in the body, tremendous amount of heat, and it also wakes up the neural pathways in the brain and creates electrical circuit. And it also turns on this incredible ability to divine the future, to connect with the stars, to connect with the universe. And why do I say this? Because a few of my friends have worked with the Bushman people, or the Khoisan people, who now live in the Kalahari Desert in Botswana. And the Bushman people, they have a very beautiful way of connecting with the cosmos, with the stars. And there's an interesting saying that the Bushman people say that this world as a dream, being dreamt by the great dreamer. And the way we can connect with the dream is through connecting with our inner dancer, connecting with this Umbilini energy. So this Kundalini energy inside of us, we call, in South Africa, we call it the Umbilini. So the Khoisan people used to dance. They used to dance around fires, and they still do that. But in the early days, when they were living in caves, they did this to increase their energy. And it would also increase their intuition and their spiritual powers. Now, this intuition is what saved them from very harsh conditions, very harsh climatic conditions. So they would receive dreams and they were shown where to look for plants, where to look for food, and they were prevented from extinction. So here we are as a human race, we're still surviving. We are surviving because of this very powerful dancing technique. It's very simple. So in many ways, the human being represents or is connected to the elephant, because the elephant communicates through its trunk, so it connects with its intuition, but it also connects through its feet. So this connection through its feet, the Khoisan or Bushman people activated, and so they were able to survive these harsh weather conditions. So nowadays, a lot of people in the Western world suffer from a lot of depression and a lot of physical problems, but a lot of emotional problems. And I believe it's because they are not being earthed enough. And when people start to dance and shake their bodies, they are going to start getting earthed. And then they'll start feeling better. So when I teach the shaking medicine to people around the world, the faces are alight, the faces become shiny. And interesting enough, people also remember their dreams and often have quite prophetic dreams after these experiences. And you might think, why is that? And it's quite simply because they have been earthed. So if you think of electrical currents, electricity is alive. And if it's not being earthed properly, what happens? Well, that electrical current becomes unstable. So it's the same thing with human beings. If human beings are not being earthed properly, they become unstable. What happens with that instability? Well, they have emotional problems or depressions or acting in strange behavioral ways and or just illness. So I've encountered a lot of illness around the world. And I believe one of the reasons is because people are not centering themselves, listening to themselves, and also not earthing themselves properly. So what I'd like to do is just encourage you to just feel your feet and take your socks off and just start to massage your feet. And in particular, I'd like you to massage the area in the center of your foot. That's a very, very important earth point, I call it. So you just massage the center of your foot in a very gentle way. Just push in and out, push in and out. Okay? And then also massage your toes, starting with your big toe. Put a bit of pressure into your big toe. That's good. And then you're just creating a bit of space between each of your toes and just move them from side to side in a gentle way. Okay? Just enjoy your feet. Okay? And then just move your feet forwards and back and make a little circle. A little circle with your foot. Good. Relaxing your ankles, make a little circle forwards and backwards, forwards and backwards, making a circle with your toes pointing. Listening to your heart, what's happened to your heartbeat? And where's that little dancer now? The base of your spine. Go back to the Good. Okay, and massaging the center of your foot. Doing the left foot. Okay, now we'll do the right foot. And so you're just going to put your thumb into that center point, center of the foot, and just push your thumb in gently. Okay. And as you're working your right foot, I want you to just be aware of the differences between your left and your right. one of your feet will be a little bit more flexible and a little bit more sensitive than the other. And that's perfectly normal. Just be aware of that. And then while you're doing this, you can just start to move your foot in a circle. So you're energizing your ankles. Good. And then you bring your thumb onto your big toe and just push into it. That center of the big toe, just push into it. Good. And now you're just going to separate each of your toes just gently while you're breathing. Just feel that little growl. That's good. And you're moving your ankles in a circle. Good. Okay. So the word sangoma means people of the song, because we use rhythm and song to connect with the spirit world, to connect with the ancestral world. So that is the name of traditional African shamans throughout Southern Africa, sangoma. Okay. So why is that important? Because we do this shaking medicine, we do this dancing. And as we do this dancing, we push our feet into the ground and we wake up these earth points. And then we become messengers, spiritual messengers for the community. So traditionally in South Africa, when you are called as a sangoma to lead a ceremony, you might bring a few apprentices or sangoma friends with you. And then you'll drum and you'll sing and you'll go into trance. And we will dance for the community. We will shake and dance for the community. And we will connect like lightning conductors. We will connect with the ancestors, with the spirits of the people. And then we will give an indaba, a spiritual news. We'll give messages to the community. So I'm a Xhosa sangoma, and we are known as igqirha, or the plural would be amagqirha. So the Xhosa people were a large Nguni tribe that moved from Central Africa and moved down south to Southern Africa. And this large Nguni tribe mixed with the Khoisan people. And that's why today we have all these clicks in the Xhosa language, because the Khoisan spoke a language which resembled nature. It's very onomatopoeic. So it's sounds that represent nature. So the Xhosa sounds are very beautiful with all these clicks. So I'm known as an igqirha, a medicine man. And we don't use that word so much throughout Southern Africa because a lot of people struggle to do the igqirha. An igqirha is someone who holds the lightning rod of the ancestors. So that's what the Khoisan people would say. To be trained to become an igqirha means to hold the lightning rod of the ancestors. So what that means is that we are trained to hold this particular kind of energy, to connect with this kundalini or umbilini energy, and then use this energy to heal others and to connect with our dreams. So going back to those Khoisan people living in caves, and also the Khoisan or Bushman people living in the Kalahari, and also with the early Xhosa people, it was said that the only thing that they knew was death and old age. They never knew illness. All they knew was death and old age, no illness. They didn't know what illness was, because when they connected to the dance and they connected to that umbilini energy and they connected to the cosmos and their dreams, they would be shown what plants to use and how to bring healing and balance into their communities. So how is this relevant for people today? Because this shaking medicine anyone can do, and it generates an incredible amount of heat and friction. So in these early days, what would happen, they would dance around a fire in a circle, develop all this energy, and then if someone wasn't feeling well, they would kneel down on the ground And after a period of time, maybe after a few hours, the whole community of dancers would put their hands on the person who's kneeling down, and all this energy and all this heat would go into them. So it makes sense. This is just pure metaphysics. Heat creates healing. Without life, there's no heat. So with heat, there's life, there's creative energy, there's flow. So this energy, this heat energy is developed through this particular form of dancing because we create a lot of friction. Yeah, so this is also good for your sex drive, some of you are wondering. But also good for your creativity and helpful if you want to remember your dreams. So I give you a little analogy about friction and the feet. When I was growing up, and I'm sure a lot of you out there probably experienced the same thing, my brother and I used to just rub our feet along the ground as little kids, and then we used to give each other like a little static shock, static electrical shock. So you can imagine just pushing your feet along the ground, just shaking, just pushing along the ground, and then you create this friction, this static electricity. So it's this static electricity, this sense of friction energy that we are generating when we're dancing, and then that moves up the spine and it opens the neural pathways and it opens your spiritual centers, and this is what enables you to dream in a very clear way and connect with the universe and one another. So this shaking medicine is very, very important because it helps to generate a lot of heat. And this heat also works to detoxify the system. So if you've got certain kinds of problems and things like that, this heat will give you a bit of a sweat and it'll help to detoxify you. Okay, so a couple of important points around this. Just make sure that you're standing or you, at the moment you're sitting up, just feel your spine because we're working the spine. And as you're sitting, I want you to just move your spine forwards and back. And again, connecting with your feet on the ground and connecting with the little dancer. The little dancer again is the space below your belly button, the start of the dance, the start of the Kundalini rising or the Umbilini rising. To connect with that again, you just go, Okay, so let's get that posture again. Finding your feet hip width apart, extending into your fingers, shoulders are back, looking straight ahead, just above the horizon, flexing your fingers, stretching through your fingers, flexing your toes. Again, standing tall, feel the little dancer, then a slight little growl. Okay. Now we're going to go through some breathing techniques. And now we're going to start the shaking. The shaking is very easy. All you're doing is bending your knees up and down, just a little movement. So it's like pushing through your feet. Don't move your feet. Keep them in the same place. And it's a little up and down movement where you're bending your knees and you're doing it in a rhythmical way. Okay, you can hear my rattles. My rattles are an indication of the shaking. So I'm doing it with you. We're doing this together. So there's my rattles. Can you hear them? That's me shaking. Okay, I'm just going to talk you through this. Okay, breathing normally. Just let everything shake. Feel your flesh. Just let everything shake. Don't hold on to anything. The only pushing action at this stage is your knees. You're just pushing through your knees and you're pushing into your feet. So you're bending in your knees and you're pushing into your feet. That's it. All the flesh in your body is loose. And actually, the more flesh you have, the better, because the flesh creates rhythm. And what we need more than anything else is rhythm. Okay, so you're pushing through your feet. And now we're going to do some breathing exercises. Keep that rhythm going. Keep that little shake going. Don't worry about whether you're doing it right or wrong. Just enjoy the movement of your body. That's the most important thing. Enjoy that movement. So just start doing it slowly. Feel your fingertips. Feel the energy going through your fingertips. Feel your shoulders. Feel your stomach. Feel the flesh. Flesh in your body shaking. And now we're going to start moving the breath. So you're going to take it up a notch. So here we go, breathing in and out through your mouth. So first you can breathe in through your nose. So it goes like this. So just listen carefully. Watch your hands. Your hands are extending to the side, extending into your fingers, and your body is like an arrow. Your hands are extended to your sides, the arms are out to the sides, your feet are still where they are, and you're breathing. You're getting it now. So I'm making sounds, just ordinary sounds, animal sounds, as I'm shaking the body. Don't overdo it. Keep it easy, keep it light. And the most important thing is to enjoy your body. Okay, now we're getting a bit more movement. So all I want you to do now is lift your heels up. As you're moving, as you're breathing, you're lifting your heels up. You can hear the sound of my rattles. My rattles are getting louder because all I'm doing is lifting my heels up. Now I'm going to teach you a song, and the song is very simple. It's just Mama. Mama means mother, the great mother. And it helps to keep the rhythm, and helps you to go into this rhythm in a more dynamic way, in a more beautiful way. Okay, so keeping the rhythm now, what I'm doing is lifting up my heels, and we can do this together. So if you want to turn up the sound, you can, so you can hear the pulse. And I'm flicking my fingers to keep that pulse. Do it in rhythm with me. We do it together. One action. So you're going to make some sounds. You're just going to follow me. And the sounds are a way to help you tune into your body. Soften your voice. If you have a candle in your room, like I have here, you can just stare at the candle. As you're lifting your heels up and you're making the sound, just bring your awareness to the candle and just let go. Yo, 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 yo. Keep those heels coming up, relaxing the body, and enjoy yourself. Let's go for it. Here we go. Yo, 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 yo. Okay, now your voice should be a little bit more open now. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yo, 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 yo. Yo, 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 yo. Yeah, 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 yeah. Ma, 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 ma. 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 Okay, so now we're going to lift the feet up. Make sure you bend those knees. And it's just like you're going to the shops. So it's just like, I call this the stomping action. Just like you're going to the shops, making sure your spine is nice and open. And you're going to the shops and you're pushing your feet into the ground. Your spine is nice and open. And we're making this rhythm. Yo, 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 yo. Yo, 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 yeah. Yo, 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 yo. Yeah, yo, 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 yo. Ma, 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 ma. 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 And now he's lifting his knees up a bit more. Now I'm going to bring in another chant, mama again, but just to kind of stretch into it. Oh, mama, wam, wam. Oh, mama, 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 wam. Oh, mama, 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 oh, mama. Oh, mama. Oh, mama, wam, oh, mama, wam, oh, mama. Okay, so you're just lifting those feet up and down and trying to get a rhythm here. So I'm going to get my clappers. Oh, ma, 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 wam. 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 They're just lifting those knees up a little bit. It's like you're jogging on the spot as you bring a bit of rhythm in. Okay, let me just slow down for a moment. I'm going to change rhythm slightly. So I'd like you to just sway from side to side. Bend your knees. Just close your eyes for a moment. And just tune into your heartbeat. Tune into your center. Tune into your spine. Just feel how you're doing. Breathing. You can just wiggle your toes and wiggle your fingers. Breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. So as you breathe in, you can raise your hands up. So you're bending your elbows. Open your hands and then breathing out. Breathing in, you're raising your hands up, elbows close to your sides. Breathing out. Just lift one knee at a time. Just shake it out. Lift the other knee, shake it out. Other one, shake it out. And the next thing, which everyone seems to love, is just you feel your hips move from side to side. And I always say that Africa rests on the hips of African women. And so if you have big hips, wonderful. And if you don't, wonderful. And you're just moving those hips from side to side. Just feeling that action, because that's the creative action, moving those hips from side to side. And just feel that action. Okay, just feel that quick action, hips moving from side to side. Feel the rhythm there. Good. I'm getting into this myself. It's a good feeling. And then again, stretching up, so allowing the energy to move into your fingertips. Connecting, holding onto your hands and opening your arms out. Stretching upwards, breathing in, and that yawn again. Swaying from side to side, feel your belly button, feel your cheeks, both sets of cheeks, top cheeks, and the bottom cheeks, making sure that they relaxed. Yeah. So we're going to do a little bit of rhythm work just to get you into your body. And so to begin with, it's just going to make some sounds. Going to go into the chant of Mama. Also slow it down. So just listen. Feel the stillness in your body, in your mind. Breathing. So like in an African savanna, first thing in the morning and late in the afternoon, the only sound is the sound of the wind. It's the quietest place. All you hear is, or maybe the odd bird. Otherwise, everything's still. Why is it still? Because it's resting. Africa knows how to rest. Why? Because it's the seat of all this creation, all this energy. And it can't be go, go, go all the time. It has to rest. So what I'd like to teach you is how you can rest. We do the movement, and then we rest and we listen. Listen to your spirit. Listen to your heartbeat. Listen to the wind inside of you. Here we go. Breathing in. Breathing out. Just feel the wind inside of you. Feel that stillness. Maybe stare at that candle in your room if you've got one on. Ooh, mama, wamu. So all I'm going is, ooh, mama, wam, ooh, which means, oh, my mother. Ooh, mama, my mother, and wam, my mother. Ooh, mama, wam. Ooh, mama, wamu. Ooh, mama, wam. 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 So we'll do this together now. Ooh, mama, wam. 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 Stretch into your voice. Open your mouth. Open your heart. Ooh, mama, wam. 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 Now we bring some rhythm and ooh, mama wamu, ooh, mama wamu. So you get the stomping action, lifting those feet. Ooh, wham. Ooh, mama wham. Ooh, mama wham. Ooh, mama wham. Ooh, ooh, mama wham. Ooh, ooh, mama wham. 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 Here we go. Here we go. Ooh, mama wham. Ooh, mama wham. Ooh, mama wham. Ooh, mama wham. Lift those feet. Feel the ground. Relax your body. And here we go. Ooh, mama wham. 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 Ooh, mama wham, ooh, mama wham, ooh, mama wham, ooh, ooh, mama wham, 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 ooh, mama wham. Ooh, mama wham, ooh, mama wham, ooh. Okay, feel your body. Sway those hips. Feel the wind. Just circle your hips a bit. Let the juices flow. Ah, it's good to be alive. So we're surfing the rhythms of our own body. Surf the rhythms. Flexing your toes and your feet. Make sure everything's connected to the ground. Breathing. And like it, the leopard that just wakes up in the morning, the first thing it does is stretch and sniff the air. Stretch again, connecting to its paws and its spine, bringing itself into its body, connecting with its inner landscape. So first we connect and stretch into our inner landscape, our internal world. And then we sniff the air around us and become aware of our environment. So we're constantly balancing our inner world with the outer world in a joyful way. Joyful. In a way of accepting. So if your body feels stiff, don't worry, just accept it. If your body feels sore, take it easy, don't push it. So now we've built up a little bit of rhythm. Swaying a bit from side to side, getting those hips going, just moving your hips in a circle, changing direction a little bit. Okay, so you're just lifting your right foot up and just shaking it, holding onto something. That's it. And then the other foot, just shaking it. Okay, and looking at your feet, you want to make sure your feet are in alignment so you don't hurt your ankles. And just swiveling your feet from side to side a bit. Ooh, mama wham, ooh. Ooh, mama wham, ooh. Ooh, mama wham, ooh, mama wham. Ooh, mama wham, ooh, mama wham, ooh, mama wham, ooh. Abazali bam, ooh. Abazali bam, ooh. Abazali bam, ooh. Abazali bam. Ooh, abazali bam. Ooh, abazali bam. Ooh, abazali bam. So I'm bringing in a new word, and it's abazali bam, which means my parents. So that's connected to ancestors. It's connected to your relations. Abazali. So let's say it together. Abazali. Open your mouth. Relax those cheeks. And let's do it. Abazali. Abazali. Abazali bam, my parents. Abazali bam. Ooh. Abazali bam, abazali bam, abazali bam, abazali bam, oh abazali bam, oh abazali bam, oh mama wamu, oh mama wamu, oh mama wamu, mama wam, oh mama wam, oh mama wam, oh mama wam, oh abazali bam, oh abazali bam, oh abazali bam, abazali bam. Abazali bam, oh, abazali bam, oh, abazali bam. Umoyawam, 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 Umoyawama, Umoyawam. It's another word for you. Umoyawam. Umoyawam. Moya means wind and also means spirit. And wam means mind. So I'm saying, Umoyawam, my spirit. I'm calling on my spirit. I'm calling on my spirit to come into me so that I'm connected to my humanity. So we do this together. Umoyawam. Umoyawam. Just listen carefully and feel the rhythm of this. It's a flowing action. It's like the wind. So there's no force. Your body's open. Your shoulders are back. Your spine is straight. Your whole body is flowing and it's open. Umoyawam. 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 Okay, so I'm bringing those three aspects in when we're dancing, and it's just call and response. As you hear me say it, you can just follow. I'll give you some time to follow. And it just, this is chanting. This is chanting. This is African chanting. And what this is saying is that we are calling on our parents. We are calling on our relations. We are calling on our spirit. We are also calling on the Great Mother, who is connected to all of us, to help us connect with our humanity and with our gifts and with our spiritual direction. Okay, so it's a joyful chanting action, and we'll do it together. And here we go. And just lifting my heels, just get the pulse going, and then I'll speed up. Lifting my feet now. Umoyawam, 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 umoyawam. Let the sound go, let the sound go through your body. Umoyawam, 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 umoyawam. Umoyawam, 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 umamawam, 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 umamawam. Oh, mama, wam. Oh, mama, wam. Let it out, let it out. Oh, mama, wam. Oh, mama, wam. Oh, mama, wam. Oh, mama, wam. Oh, avazali, wam. Avazali, wam. Oh, avazali. Avazali, wam. Avazali, wam. Oh, avazali, wam. Oh, avazali, wam. I mean, slowing it down a bit. Oh, avazali bam, avazali bam, oh, avazali bam, avazali bam, avazali bam, oh, avazali bam, oh, avazali bam, oh, moyawam, oh, moyawam, oh, moyawam. Umoyawam, 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 mama wam, mama wam, oh mama wam, oh mama wam, mama wam, oh mama wam, oh mama wam, umoyawam, wam, umoyawam. Umoyawam, 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 umoyawam. Okay, we slang it down now. Just pulsing it through the heels, making sure your feet are hip width apart, and you're just lifting those heels up. Just a little pulse with those heels. Mama wam, mama wan. And you just Now your feet are in the ground. We keep the swaying, keep the pressure going, keep the movement, keep the chanting. Ooh, mama wam, ooh, mama wam, ooh, mama wam, ooh, mama wam, ooh, moyo wam, ooh, moyo wam, ooh, moyo wam. Ooh, moyo wam, ooh, moyo wam, ooh, moyo wam, ooh, moyo wam, avazali bamo, avazali bamo.
I like to do a song of great social and political import. It goes like this. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime, no help from my friends. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? Oh Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Dialing $4 is trying to find me. I wait for delivery each day until 3. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Oh Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? I'm counting on you, Lord. Please don't let me down. Prove that you love me and buy the next round. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? Everybody, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime, no help from my friends. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? That's it.
I am Velocity Child, and every Friday at the stroke of midnight, ride the broomstick with Fallen Woman. A weekly psychic fusion of forward thoughts, far out ideas, magical foray, and spellbinding song. Stirring up the cauldron at Radio Free Brooklyn.